Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast today. These podcasts are brought to you in part by our sponsors, who really truly are what make these podcasts possible every week. O'Fallon Nutrition is a company that I've worked with for over 15 years. They're independently owned and operated, located here in O'Fallon, Missouri, right off of Highway K and Mexico Road. I call this place the Whole Foods of St. Charles County, but even if you are not located on this side of the river, it is still worth the drive. I can remember working all the way down at Powerhouse and still sending people out to O'Fallon Nutrition for their supplements. They are more than a supplement company. You can get grass-fed beef, salad dressing, seasoning for your cooking, hair care products, makeup, deodorant, toothpaste, essential oils, and all the vitamins and minerals that you can think of. If you're looking for clean, whole food nutrition, as well as home care, house care, skin care products, O'Fallon Nutrition is your place. You can take a look at them at O'FallonNutrition.com, or if you'd like to have something shipped, if you're listening to me from outside of St. Louis, you can certainly have items shipped. I know they do free shipping if it's an order over $50, and the phone number is 636-240-5283. Again, it's O'FallonNutrition.com, as well as if preparing your food on a weekly basis is your primary excuse for why you're not able to stay on a good clean eating program, which is something that I hear very regularly from my clients, I would ask you to please take the time to check out Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com. They are a phenomenal place. We get our food from there during the week. They deliver to our Integrity location. They will deliver to your house. They also are just available for pickup. You can go to their Chesterfield location or their Kirkwood location and just pick up meals for the day, as well as just having them delivered right to your door. So if preparing your food is your main excuse for why you cannot stay on a healthy eating program, then I would suggest just stop by Pure Plates. Just try it. If you're trying to lower your blood pressure, you're trying to lower your cholesterol, you're trying to get your blood sugar down, try to do Pure Plates meals for a week and just see how different you feel. These are organic meals. They are gluten-free. If you need them to be, they can be dairy-free. They are soy-free. You're not taking any processed sugars or meat curing agents or preservatives. They really, truly believe in nutrient-dense meals that are just whole food nutrition. And I've had my clients, or have made recommendations for my clients for years at Pure Plates. It's pureplatesstl.com, or you can call them to ask questions at 636-778-3555. Again, remembering that they have a location in Chesterfield as well as in Kirkwood that you can just run by and pick up a meal today. Everyone always asks me where I get my meat from, and given that I really eat meat on a daily basis, typically beef primarily, my meat is very important to me. I have an autoimmune condition, and I want grain-free, corn-free meat, and I just haven't found the confidence in stores in knowing that I'm getting 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. And I have searched and searched and searched for the right farm, and I have found the farm. It's fedfromthefarm.com. Fed, F-E-D, fromthefarm.com. These farmers are amazing. It's a family. They're here in Missouri, and they have the desire, just like I do, to see people well and to see people healthy, and they put a lot into what they do. It's such a wonderful family to support. They do offer 100% grass-finished, grass-fed, meaning that's it, a beef, and I get my ribeyes, I get my ground beef, my ground sirloin, I get my chuck roast. I mean, they basically have everything. They even have awesome jerky, but they also have eggs, they have chickens, and they have turkey. I'm planning on getting a turkey for Thanksgiving, and if you'd like lamb, they have that as well. But if you are in need of good quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef, or quality eggs, chicken, turkey, don't just settle for what you're getting at the local store. to go out on the internet and check out Fed from the Farm. That you can arrange a pickup or you can have it delivered to your to your home. And I can guarantee you, you're going to taste the difference. For me, my health actually depends on it. So I really thank God to have found such a great farmer. FedFromTheFarm.com. I hope it blesses you.
Welcome to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, the Integrity Way, with your hosts, John and Debbie Morris from Integrity Training Systems.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Always like to start our show by talking about what it means to be a warrior. I give the definition each week, so if you're new to us, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that a warrior is a brave and or experienced soldier or fighter. And a lot of times the reason I give that explanation is because people don't think that they are capable of warrioring through whatever situation they're in. And truly, everything that you have to overcome in life requires you to warrior through. And if you think about things that you've had to do up to this point, anything in life, I mean, anything that's been a difficult time for you, if you've pulled through that, then you are experienced. And as the definition states, it's and or brave and or experienced. So you don't even require bravery to consider yourself a warrior. So if you're finding yourself in a place where, excuse me, the world's just holding you down, and you feel like you're not going to be able to overcome what's standing in front of you, just recognize that you've had to overcome up to this point. And sometimes it's just about getting up and going at it. So every week we like to talk about just something that Debbie or I is dealing with on our own, or something that we have a client that we're dealing with and helping through, just to kind of make sure that everybody out there that's listening knows that you're not alone and that the world does have a lot of resistance for a lot of different people. And if we all press in together, most times those objects are overcomable. So, Deb, do you have anything this week? Anybody that you can think of or anything to speak on?
Yeah, I can share a little bit. I just want to say that the first thing, the first challenge that I have to overcome is the fact that my husband is growing hair and he looks gorgeous with it. And then he has this really short beard. And so, like, I have to sit in front of him.
Here we go.
With butterflies and the chills, because he literally is like gorgeous all the time. No matter if he's in a t-shirt and shorts, or if he's in a like a suit or whatever he's wearing, he literally looks drop dead gorgeous.
This big of an explanation. I only paid you enough to say I was good looking.
So my biggest challenge is just sitting over here, like, you know, with goosebumps because my husband is so good looking.
Yeah, that sounds really.
I just wanted to put that out there for the world, because you have hair in this like really perfect beard right now, and it's just, it's like model gorgeous. I mean it. Okay.
Okay. There it is.
My other.
So we'll see you guys next week.
My other warrior battle is believing that the breakthrough is just right around the corner.
Yeah.
And like going to bed and believing that God has it all figured out. I mean, it's like, it feels so cliche. It feels so devotional. It feels so like always the same message. But man, when you really need God to have it figured out, you have no choice but to sit and say, God, I have no other choice but to believe that you have this figured out.
You do have a choice, though, and I think that's the part where what you're trying to say is it's important to say what you just said, because if you don't, then you just sit there and think that failure is the only option. You know, if you're not willing to acknowledge that God does have it figured out and God can press in with you, then you have to sit and stare at a wall and say, this is it, game over.
Right. Know? And but I guess, you know, a lot of people do that. A lot of people do sit and stare at the wall and say, I have nowhere to turn. They were talking about the depression earlier, and that people were jumping off of buildings, you know, because they just basically had nowhere to turn. And I guess for me, I mean, we have been hit, you know, with some really, really challenging, hard circumstances. And we've just always found a way to wake up the next day and keep going. I mean, we just really have always found a way.
Yeah.
But I just think here recently, I wake up and I immediately go to my devotional, and it's like, God, what do you have for me today? Like, show me how to go through this day. And then when I go to bed and want to be worried about what is around the next corner and how we'll find a way to accomplish it, the only thing I can do is rest in the peace of knowing that I honestly really truly can't figure this out on my own strength. And I have no choice but to trust God, because I actually don't really have a way to figure it out on my own. So I have to believe that He has it. And then, like, a miracle will happen the next day, and then another miracle will happen. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen, and sometimes you're just sitting there waiting. But I guess for me, you know, I've been preaching that and teaching that for 25 years to people, is that, you know, that faith is basically the substance of, you know, what believing in the unseen, right? Like, we can't see it, okay, but yet we have to believe it. Now, we have to work for it. We have to put in work on our relationships, and we have to put in work on our health, and we have to put in work in order to earn money. We have to put in work for our employees. We have to put in work for our clients. I mean, there's a lot that we have to do. It's not that we just get to sit back and lean on the shovel and ask God to dig a hole for us. But at the end of the day, we have to work hard, and we do work hard, but we also have to really press into our faith and trust that it's going to go the way God would want it to go.
Well, I guess in the beginning of this segment, when I said, you know, you've overcome something before, you can overcome again, what I'm trying to tell you is, as Deb just stated, that doesn't mean you just like lay in your bed and think, okay, God's going to make my issues go away. He can do that, you know, but the Bible does say faith without works is dead. And I interpret that as like, you can have faith that things are going to be overcome. You can have faith that God's going to get you through it. But, like, what are you doing to show that? Are you walking around and talking about your faith and just saying that it's going to happen? Are you actually working toward what you're asking for? Are you, you know, if you're praying for abundance and you're praying for a new position at work, are you showing up 30 minutes early to make sure that you're able to get what you need to have done to accelerate and do the things you need to do for the company that you work for to be seen for that promotion? Like, are you actually setting yourself up to receive the blessing that you're asking for? You know, and I always compare, like, God having your back to being a soldier at war. And you have your commander, you've got the general, the top dog, someone that's in the trenches with you, someone that's actually leading the army, but is still shoulder to shoulder with you. They still need you. Like, the war is still fought with you. They're just the one that's got your back and orchestrating and putting everything together. And you know you're safe because they're there. So when you ask God to fight your battles for you, He's totally capable of doing that, and you should rely on Him, but you should be there with Him. You know, don't shrink back. Don't hide from your day. Don't think you can't do it, because if you think you can't, you're probably right.
Right, exactly. I think that rabbit hole is, I guess, what I'm asking you to warrior through right now in this segment is don't let yourself go down that rabbit hole of what if, what if, what if, what if, what if my health does this? What if my marriage does this? What if my finances do this? Just do the work, press in strong into your marriage, put your time in, respect your spouse, speak respectfully to your spouse, act respectfully to your spouse, go above and beyond for them, okay? And then for your health, step into it. Change your food. Quit making excuses of why you can't do it and change your food. Do it today. Do it the next meal that you're going to eat. Stop telling yourself lies about why you can't do it and start doing the work. And then for your finances, what can you do? How can you take on an extra job? How can you do extra work at work? How can you give more? There has to be a way that you can press into all of this stronger. And I know it's serious and I know it's real and I know that it's scary because I live it. I understand it. But we can't fall down the rabbit hole of believing that it's all going to fail or that it's all going to end up defeating us. We have to have the faith to believe that we can press in stronger and that there's possibility with the work that we put in and with the faith that we have. God will always cause us to triumph. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems with a 6-month nutrition program with myself, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or to schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers where we identify muscle imbalances, postural deviations. We teach you how to stretch, how to foam roll, and quality mobility exercises to get you ready for the gym. Give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free, nutrient-dense baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, our protein cookies now have 10 grams of protein per cookie in them. Take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And for 100% grass-fed beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We just got done speaking to you on what it means to be a warrior, and I wasn't going to necessarily talk about this segment, but just kind of feels appropriate as we roll into talking about how the Lord can have your back. I was talking with a pastor friend of mine yesterday via text and just randomly started sending him text messages about something. It's kind of funny because he was talking about how he was writing a sermon, and so then I sent him this message and he was like, well, you just wrote a sermon faster than I did. And I was like, well, no, I just kind of put some stuff together and threw it at you. And he's like, that's basically how making a sermon works. And it starts with Exodus 14:14, which says the Lord himself will fight for you and you only have to be silent. And this is interesting because, like we just talked about in the segment beforehand, I actually told you to be called to action. And so some people might think, well, it tells me to be silent, so I shouldn't do anything. And I don't think that's what it's trying to say. I think what it's trying to say is don't murmur about what you're doing. Don't whine about how hard it is. Be careful who you talk to about what you're doing, because if you talk to any human being that has any level of empathy, so basically anybody other than a sociopath, and you talk about how hard what you're dealing with is and how difficult it is to get through and how unfair it is, they're going to agree with you. If you go to a counselor and you tell the counselor how terrible your spouse is and the horrible things they do to you, but obviously leave out what you do because no one wants to be the bad guy of their own story, they're going to agree with you. So if you get enough people empathetically agreeing with the fact that they feel bad for you, you're going to start to kind of lean on this crutch of how hard it is and that you're not going to be able to overcome it. So sometimes we actually get in our own way of overcoming what it is that we're asking God to help us with. He is able to give us great abundance and go to war for us, but it doesn't mean that you just sit around and do nothing and whine about it. So Proverbs 10:19 talks about silence can help us to avoid sinning. We gain respect through silence, Proverbs 11:12, and it is deemed wise and intelligent in Proverbs 17:28. So just remember, whatever you're warrioring through, the only time that you shouldn't remain silent is when you're praising God for helping you or when you're actually conversing with someone who can help you in the fight. You're seeking assistance, and that assistance is being given to you. Not the assistance of feeling better or feeling woe is me, but legitimate assistance in overcoming the task that's in front of you.
Yeah, I know for me, anytime that I'm not doing okay, I just go to a very strong mentor, and I don't try to make excuses for why I'm not doing okay. I'm just very matter of fact. Here's the situation I'm in. Here's where I need help. I'm not going to try to act like I can do all this on my own. I need some help. And sometimes people give you some pretty critical opinions and some very constructive criticism. And if they care about you, if they really care about you, they're going to be honest with you. And I'll find over the years that there are a few people that have the courage to be honest to your face like that and really tell you how they feel and really tell you the changes that they think could benefit you. And sometimes that sucks to hear, but sometimes it's the catalyst for change, and it really helps you to say, okay, I can do better. I can do this. I can do that. I can, you know, and that is sometimes the role that I am in helping someone with their nutrition. They come in with excuse after excuse, yeah, after excuse after excuse, and I'm sitting on the other side of the table, and the only thing I see is these like gnats flying past me that I'm swatting away, and that's what I see the excuses as: a gnat, a gnat, a gnat, an annoying gnat. And it's all stuff that's keeping a person from ever really, yeah, truly achieving what they want for their life or what they want for their health.
Well, when you make up these excuses or you make up things that kind of write off why you shouldn't be able to do something, then you're complaining to someone about them. 80% of people that you're complaining, I'm totally making these numbers up, by the way. There's no study on this except for my own study. 80% of people that you tell these complaints to really don't care at all. Like, not even a little bit. You're going to be met with that, like, uh-huh. And if they're texting on the phone, they're probably not even taking in what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh. I see this in my gym. I see people, trainers, and even clients telling someone something. I'm like, that person's not even listening to you. So 80%, they could care less. 15% of the people you're telling are like, oh gosh, that's so terrible. But all they're thinking is, better you than me. I'm so glad that I'm not dealing with that. Like, that sucks for you. 4% are empathetic and feel bad for you. And that's the cluster of people I just talked about that are just going to say, oh, that is terrible. You know, that's so horrific. I, you don't deserve that, which isn't actually going to benefit you. And maybe 1% is actually going to assist you. And usually the 1% is telling you something that you don't even want to hear.
And
they're telling you
they're
to suck it up.
They're in faith with you,
yes,
and they're praying with you, and they're believing for,
yes,
you, you know, but they have the courage to say,
right,
you know, and it's not always that someone's going to say something against you. It's
no.
They may have to tell you the hard,
yeah,
you know,
your,
the
your
hard advice
friends,
that you need.
Your best friends should only be your best friends if they're willing to tell you when you're wrong.
Absolutely.
If they're willing to tell you something you need to hear to be better. If they're willing to potentially sacrifice their feel good to make you better. If telling you something could make you mad at them, don't you think that that's them doing something for you?
Right. And I know for me, when it comes to meeting someone on nutrition, I'm just not providing a service if I'm just there to give you a pass every time I meet with you.
Right.
Oh, yes, I understand you have children. And so you had to go to soccer games, so you couldn't get your food ready.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a child also, and I get my food ready every single day. And I have a staff of trainers that have children, and they work 50 hours
right.
a week, and they get their food ready every
right.
single day. And I also know that, you know, you have a husband and you have a spouse, and, you know, you don't have time to do the cooking. I have a husband and I have a spouse, and I find a way. And if I don't have time, I go to Pure Plates.
Could you imagine if you had someone that changed your oil regularly, or they were supposed to, and you showed up like 300,000 miles late, and they were like, it's okay.
Right.
You know, no big deal. Like,
right.
I'll go ahead and help you change it now. Meanwhile, your engine's completely exploded.
Exactly.
Like, you're not paying her. You're not paying someone to tell you it's okay. Now, they're going to help you go past that.
Absolutely.
But you're actually paying to get a result that you set out to
achieve.
It's
just time for you to confront you. Period. If you keep making excuses, and if you keep having reasons for why you can't succeed, it's time for you to confront yourself and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to keep using my busyness as an excuse. I'm not going to keep using my spouse as an excuse, my kids as an excuse, my job as an excuse. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to get up a half hour earlier, and I'm going to walk. And then I'm going to spend 2 hours on a Saturday, and I'm going to make sure that I have food to eat for the rest of the week, and it's going to be healthy food. Even if it's just picking it up from a pre-prepared meal company, I'm going to make it happen. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems, with a 6-month nutrition program with me or a free personal fitness assessment with any of our trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For gluten-free, dairy-free, nutrient-dense baked goods, and our protein cookies now have 10 grams of protein in them from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com. And 100% grass-fed beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, delivered to your door from fedfromthefarm.com.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. We've been kind of talking to you a little bit about overcoming and just making sure that you are willing to fight through the things that are being thrown at you on a daily basis. And we listen to a lot of motivational speakers. Debbie and I do. Les Brown, Eric Thomas are some favorites of ours. And I am so terrible. I never remember quotes, but it was one of them. It says, at the end of your pain is success. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so many people forget that most good things have pain before success occurs. And, you know, you always get those people like, well, not everything. And it's like, okay, what doesn't have pain before success? You can win the lottery. Oh. Like, okay, but you win the lottery. How many people that have won the lottery are still doing good? Go ahead and Google that statistic. Because what happens is people come out of the woodwork. They want your money. Your friends start to multiply by droves. All of a sudden, everybody wants to be your friend. Family members need stuff. You buy a house that's too big. You don't understand the upkeep. The next thing you know, you're bankrupt and all those friends that showed up are gone. And so my point is, like, everything has a struggle to it. Like, everything requires some thought process to overcome. So you have to have the ability to make sure that you look at what you're dealing with and not what someone else is dealing with, not comparing. You look at what you're going through and how you're going to tackle that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like the first segment that we talked about from a warrior's perspective. I do like it when I think that was Eric Thomas that said that. I do like it when Eric Thomas talks about that because he gets a little fired up. And I mean, right. He basically says at the end of your feelings is
nothing,
you know, so get out of your feelings
right. And
just get to work.
Correct.
Just do the work.
Right.
And then he says, when you want it as bad, when you want it more than you want to sleep.
Yeah.
When you want it more than you want to breathe, you'll actually achieve it. And yes. This is coming from someone who was homeless, you
right. Know,
so he obviously has an opinion on it,
right.
You know. And, you know, I also listened to someone, you know, that was also homeless, Steve Harvey, and I listened to him say, you know, I'm just going to be homeless for one more day. You know, I'm going to be homeless, and I'm going to find a way to get through this next day. And he was just finding a way
yeah. To
become successful. You know, but yes, there is a lot of pain and success. And I'm not just talking about financial success or business success or you know, whatever your career is. I'm talking about your health. I'm
right. Talking
about changing your health and truly living a healthy lifestyle. What I have found is that people have these, they claim things for themselves.
Correct.
Okay. I am not a morning person. I am crabby. Don't talk to me for the first hour. Okay, that's probably true. Maybe that is who you are. Why do you keep claiming it? Is it really what God's called you to be? Is it really who he's made you out to
be? Yeah, I mean,
let's get better.
I used to be guilty of that, and now it's a joke. It's a running joke because I'm truly not a morning person in how my body operates, but I used to be like, no, I'm not a morning person. I can't even get up that early. I'm not okay when I get up that early. You know, I claimed all that for myself. And now I get up almost every day of the week, 5 out of 7
right.
at 4 a.m.
And you talk
and
to
I
people.
And I function.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, am I moving a little slower than someone who could, quote unquote, be identified as a legitimate morning person? I mean, maybe. Like, am I able to stay up 8 hours later than them in the night? Well, maybe. But I used to claim it so much that I would literally walk around like trudging around the beginning of my day because I told myself that's what I had to do.
Right.
So you have these people that claim these things. I know we deal with it in what we do for a living. It's like, you know, you get someone that comes to you and they're a diabetic and they need to lose 150 pounds, but they tell you they're just not okay unless they have their glass of red wine every night.
Or dark chocolate every day.
Or dark chocolate every day. And it's like, why are you claiming that? Like, have you
You're not going to be okay because you have diabetes. You're actually going to have a limb removed at some point.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's what not okay
so
is.
You know, and another like a crutch that we see a lot is food. And, you know, people don't want to give food up. I mean, been there, done that. I didn't have a crutch of food. I had a wheelchair. You know, it's like I was rolling around like, let me just get, you know, anything that someone will throw at me. We were adding up the other day a McDonald's order I used to get. And I would sit and eat it in 20 minutes. It was 6,000 calories. I used to get 2 double quarter pounders with cheese, a large fry, 2 baked apple pies, 50 chicken nuggets with 3 honey barbecue sauce, 3 honey sauce, and 4 buffalo sauce. I've got it memorized. I used to get that. It was at a point where the little old lady that used to sell it to me at 2 a.m., I didn't even have to say what it was. She just started making it for me. And I would sit and eat that almost every day because I loved it. I loved the flavor. I loved all the stuff. I loved the MSGs, you know. And then that's a meal. You know how much I would eat throughout the rest of the night? So people will gravitate towards these things because you're taking on this dopamine response. You're just looking for something out of your day. My day's been so bad, so I deserve to eat or drink something to make myself better. My day was so great, so I should celebrate by eating or drinking something that I want to have. And it's like, no, what you should celebrate is your ability to be awake and alive today and figure out how to make that continue to happen to the best of your ability. And I just want to put something out there. A really intelligent guy, like he's one of those people that like everything he says you want to take in because like every quote that comes from him, you're like, wow, that really means something. His name's John Morris. I'm just kidding. It's me. But I have been saying this. Hey, you talked me up in the first segment, so I had you going there. You're like, who's he going to be talking about? You were all hooked. I should have just fired it out there. But no.
You could have been talking about Jesus.
I could have been. That's probably where you thought I was going.
Right.
All joking aside, I've been saying this a lot lately, and it's pressure precedes purpose. So I'm going to say it again. Pressure precedes purpose. And what I mean by that is you have to understand that the purpose of what you're supposed to be doing is going to have pressure that occurs before it. You can apply this to anything in life. If you apply this to weight training, if your purpose is to bench press 500 pounds, there's going to be some lifting that occurs before you get there, right? Like we're not going to just walk in and lift 500 pounds. We're going to be under some pressure. We might start at 50 pounds. Then 100 pounds. This might take us 4 years of pressure on a bench press to get up to 500 pounds. So when you're trying to figure out what your purpose is, what it is you're supposed to be doing or what you're trying to do, I think it's a pretty reasonable expectation to understand that there's always going to be pressure beforehand.
Absolutely. I think the idea would be just identify with what you're looking to accomplish. I mean, where do you want to go? And set the vision of what you're looking for your life out in front of you. Now, how have you been living up to this point? What are your current circumstances? Where are your failures? Where are your limitations? Where are your weaknesses? Yes, those are real. I acknowledge those as being real. But if we set ourselves up to basically just state that this is what I always do, this is how I always do it, I do well for a little while and then I always end up doing this. It's a bad habit. It's a bad, you know, who's going to change that? You know, how many years are we going to spend talking about the fact that you think you're a sugar addict?
Right.
How many years are we going to spend talking about the fact that you feel like you can't control food? Once you binge, you then end up binging 100 more times. Quit talking about it to people that are not helping you create change. If you've been talking about it for 10 years, you've been talking about it for 20 years, and you're still doing the same thing, you're not going to the right people. You're not finding the right help. You need to go to a counselor. You need to figure out what is the why behind this. Why am I making this decision? And don't keep seeing yourself as that person anymore. You're not that person. You're an overcomer. You're someone that can do all things. I mean, you can change. You can do things differently. But if you wake up every day and remind yourself that this is what I do every time, I do my food for a little while and then I just bail on it. I have one bad thing and then that turns into 20 bad things. No, that's what you did for that day. That's what you did for that week. That's what you did for that month. It's a new day. It's a new week. It's a new month. You can change it, and we don't have to keep focusing on what you used to do and what's in your past. We can actually start focusing on what your plans are and how you're going to correct things and what you're going to do for that day. Live in that moment.
Right.
What if tomorrow doesn't come? What are we going to do today for today? How are we going to be the healthiest version of ourselves that we can be today? Who cares about yesterday? It's over. We can learn from it. We can gain wisdom from it. We can learn what not to do, but let's move on.
Well, it's just like talking about claiming, you know, I got to a point probably a year or two ago where I quit saying I'm an alcoholic. Most alcoholics or recovering alcoholics will tell you they're not a recovering alcoholic. They'll say they're an alcoholic that stayed away from alcohol or something like that. And it's like, I respect where they're coming from. But if you continue to claim that you're an alcoholic, I just think that you set yourself up that the temptation comes across even stronger. But if you go to AA.org and you look at the 12-step process for Alcoholics Anonymous, the first step is actually we admit that we are powerless over alcohol and that our lives have become unmanageable because of it. Replace alcohol with anything you're looping on. Mm-hmm. We admit we were powerless over food. We
yes.
admit we were powerless over
sugar.
We admit that we're powerless over a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you're powerless over, step one is admittance. And if you've made it there, like if you're walking around like, I know I shouldn't do this, that's great. But guys, there's 11 more steps. And that's the problem is I find that people get stuck there. They'll acknowledge that something's wrong, but they won't do the next step. The second step is coming to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So, I mean, they don't come out right and say God, but this is what they're talking about. Like there's something stronger. You can press past this substance that you're hung up on and start to accept that it doesn't have to have a stronghold in your life anymore. And if you can do that, then you actually start to get in a position where you stand to get better. And I'm not going to run through all 12 of these steps. We're getting to the end here. I just want to help you if you're looping on knowing that you need to change and you can't figure out how. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. There you go. Now we're actually starting to see like, okay, is what I'm doing serving God? Is what I'm doing serving someone else? Is it even serving me? I'm going to tell you right now, if it's sugar, if it's food, if it's drink, if it's anything, any of these bad things, if it's having a bad relationship, if it's being stuck somewhere, it's not doing any of that for you.
Serving your flesh.
Correct. So find a way, find people who can help you, like-minded individuals, to get to where you need to go.
Absolutely. That's what we do at Integrity Training Systems. For more information on a 6-month nutrition program with myself or to schedule a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers to learn how to stretch, to learn how to foam roll, to get you ready for exercise, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. For nutrient-dense, gluten-free, dairy-free baked goods delivered to your doorstep from my personal bakery, take a look at sophiesbakery.com, and don't forget that our protein chocolate chip cookies now have 10 grams of protein in each cookie. For 100% grass-finished beef, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at fedfromthefarm.com.
Welcome back, everybody. John and Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems on Real Talk 93.3. Hope you've been able to hang out with us for the first three segments. We're kind of going pretty hard here on persisting and fighting through and overcoming. You know, a lot of overcoming. Don't say that at the same time
You're
as me.
An that's, overcomer.
That's weird. Oh, okay. There we go. There it is.
Yeah.
You just put that out there.
Fight the good fight.
Okay. There we go. All right. Keep it up. Let's get like four like four more of those. No, but you know, this isn't actually what I intended to talk about today.
Holy
I've got some
Spirit
notes
is
here.
Present.
Got some notes here, and I was going to do two other segments that were completely different than what we've done, and then one kind of started to veer that way. But you know what? Sometimes we just get on a roll talking about things, and it just feels like, as Deb said, the Holy Spirit's in it with us, and we just want to be able to provide someone, hopefully someone listening is hearing what they need to hear to decide to make that next step. And I want to talk a little bit about, Deb, you recently posted something on Facebook, and you said persistence overcomes resistance. And I really like that, you know, conceptually. I just think that, you know, a lot of people think perfection is what's required. You know, I have to do this flawlessly, to the point of you talking about when people hire you, oh, she's just so hard. She's just so tough. Well, she's hard and tough because she's trying to get you to a goal. She's not asking you to be 100% flawless. What she is asking you is to give up your strongholds. And when something happens, to move on from it, not shame yourself, and try your best not to let it happen again. I mean, that's pretty simple. You know, you can choose to see that as someone's hard on you, or you can choose to see that as I'm looking for persistence to overcome the resistance that is keeping me unhealthy. You know, and then failure only happens when you quit. Talk to us a little bit about that when you typed that. You know, the people that come into your office, the people that you see regularly, and they tell you that they're a failure. Like, how do you handle that?
I mean, I just think people want to quit. You know, right. I've had folks that have renewed with me four times. I mean, I have a 6-month nutrition program. It's not an inexpensive program. And, you know, I have folks that have renewed with me four times and they've lost 150 pounds. And they will put 10 or 15 pounds back on and they'll cancel an appointment with me. And I will know.
Right.
Immediately when they cancel the appointment with me, why they canceled the appointment with me. And I'll message them and say, do you think we should do the appointment by phone? And it's like, they're like, oh gosh, she knows that I don't want to come in. And I'll just say, you know, because you lost 150 pounds. I'm not worried about the 50 pounds you've put back on.
Correct.
You're human.
Let's just persist.
Let's get the 15 pounds back off.
Right.
But the only way you're actually going to fail is if you actually do quit right now.
Right.
If you quit trying and you quit coming in here and you quit giving it 100%, you know, and just continuing to start a new day the next day, that's the only true way you're going to fail, because you're giving up. It's just like me with you know, our business and what we've encountered over the years. There are so many times that I could have thrown in the towel and said I could go and get a job somewhere else and make triple of what I'm making right now, but then we wouldn't have the environment. We wouldn't have a life-changing, life-saving environment where people are able to receive faith from it. And so the only true way that I could fail is if I just completely gave up.
Right.
When my health started to decline and I was swelling every single day and I couldn't figure out what was going on, I could have just said, okay, this is the way I'm going to be. I still have a job. I'm still paying my bills. I'm still waking up every day. I don't feel good when I do it. But I was relentless. I mean, I was relentless to make my health better. I met with so many different doctors. I went through so many different treatments. I spent thousands of dollars that I didn't have to spend, you know, but I spent it. And now I have a resolve. I am 25 pounds lighter. It was so much swelling on my body that within 2 weeks' time, I lost 20 pounds just from doing certain types of treatments on my body. But you know what? How many treatments did I do until I found those treatments?
Right.
The only way I would have really, truly, truly failed in that situation is if I would have given up. And I mean, I had years where I was sick like that, you know, 15 years ago. I went through 22 different doctors. I mean, I just was relentless. I didn't want to die. I kept confessing over myself. I will live and not die. What is your circumstance? Where are you ready to give up? Where are you ready to quit? What have you quit? What have you walked away from? Are you about to walk away from your marriage right now? Are you about to walk away from your job? Are you about to walk away and give up on your health and stop eating the way you need to eat or stop exercising the way you need to exercise? Just get up and commit to doing it for one more day. Just tell yourself that you'll make it through one more day. Just like Steve Harvey said, I'm going to make it through being homeless one more day. And that's all I'm going to try to accomplish right now. I'm going to set one more day in front of me and I'm going to try to make it through one more day. One more day of clean eating. Just tell yourself, one more day of clean eating. If you have to go and get a Pure Plates for every meal of your day tomorrow, go there on the way home and get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. But tomorrow, one more day of clean eating tomorrow, okay? One more day of respect. Even if the person in you're in a relationship with is being disrespectful back, turn the other cheek and offer up the other one and truly respect your spouse and pray that God will turn it around. You know, if it's a damaging situation and you're being abused physically, then get out. But if you're not, then get in the trenches and fight for it. Fight to the death for it. You went to the altar, okay? There's no easy give 'em ups. I hear this all the time where people are ready to give up. And I'm like, no, that's when you put the gloves on and you start fighting for it. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope in your health. Don't give up hope on your family, on your relationships. And certainly don't give up hope on your career or your finances or the mission that God has given you.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing is you need to take care of yourself and you need to make your health a priority. And we preach this. We're doing a corporate wellness seminar. It's a 14-week program meeting once every 2 weeks for 7 meetings with Faith Chapel right now. And what's amazing is the people that come up, you know, they talk to us. We're there for two and a half hours, and then we go 2 weeks out seeing them again. We just had our third appointment with them, so that would mean a month has transpired. And the people that have come up and said, hey, you know, my spouse and I together have lost 40 pounds, or you know, I haven't even told Debbie this yet. Her son, her oldest son who lives at home, who's not even attending, has lost 35 pounds.
Oh.
Him. The mom is just changing the way she cooks and feeds her family, and the son has lost 35 pounds. But pounds are just a way of measurement, a scale. The reason I'm bringing this up is the people walk around talking about mental clarity, being able to see things clear, knowing what their purpose is, hearing from God, being alive, feeling capable of taking on their day, wanting to wake up another day. If you make your health first, the rest of these things start to fall in line. I had a client I just talked to recently, and he said that he found that he was chasing short-term goals and then chasing nothing, chasing short-term goals and then chasing nothing. It's okay to have goals, short and long-term, but set your health as the final goal. And on that journey, make pit stops at short and long-term goals, but figure out your why, work with someone to get there, and ensure that at the end of the day, it's to do what God has called you to do.
Absolutely. And don't give up. And if you're in that place where you feel like things are so dark, things are so depleted, and you're so defeated, and there's actually really nowhere that you can turn, and you're ready to jump off the building and just say, I give up, I throw in the towel, just don't do it. Just live to fight one more day. If I can live to fight one more day and all of the things I've encountered and all of the things I've gone through, you can do the same. Whatever your circumstances, there is someone out there that can help you. Whatever your circumstances, God is helping you. He is with you. And if you don't know him, that's the number one priority on your list, is getting to know him. The easiest way to do that is to get down on your knees and ask him to come into your heart. For more information on what we do at Integrity Training Systems, for a 6-month nutrition program with me or a free personal fitness assessment with any of our personal trainers, take a look at integritytrainingsystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208. Also, if you're looking for healthy bakery items, and I'm talking healthy, almond flour, coconut oil, dairy-free, gluten-free, but you want your kids to still be able to enjoy a cookie or a muffin, take a look at my personal bakery, sophiesbakery.com. We deliver to your doorstep every Tuesday. And now our chocolate chip cookies have 10 grams of protein per cookie. For 100% grass-finished meat delivered to your door, the only meat that the Morris family will eat, take a look at Fed from the Farm. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. God bless you, and don't you dare give up.